Welcome to You Can Turn This Around, the podcast. I'm your host, Lazara Canton. I am here to explore with you the connection between personal development and spiritual growth, the joining point where the human experience of growth meets soul evolution. Pushing ourselves to become the best version of us, coming into our true essence and power. My life has been filled with miracles. It's been filled with tragedy. I've been brought to my knees. I live a life that I truly love. And so I feel like even at 42, when I wrote the book, You Can Turn This Around, I felt like I'd already gained so much wisdom. And it never happened overnight. I didn't just suddenly wake up one day and become a wise person. The book actually helped me to see so much wisdom and so much insight into why so many things happened to me. After I published my book, a lot of people who had read the book came back to me and said, "We want to know more." The reason for that is I actually culled quite a lot out of the book. I was afraid that I would be rambling and telling too much. And as it turns out, people want more. So my intention for this space is for you to be able to get some insights into some of the lessons I've learned, some of the wisdom, and some of the fun along the way too. I want to share how each and every day I follow a path that I feel is connected to my heart, connected to my soul. And that leads me to so much guidance and so much intuition. And I have just some crazy, really crazy things happening too. Some of you might have already read the book. Some of you might be here because you're part of my book tribe. And so you already know a little bit of what I'm talking about. But I promise you that this will be fun. It will be informative. And I want to share with you a little excerpt from the book right at the very beginning, and it's the prologue. The story I always share about the prologue is that some people have written to me when they picked up the book and said to me, "Lazara, I can't actually get past the first part. What is that? It feels like you're talking directly to me." And you know the funny thing about that is, I am. Because I don't feel like I cognitively wrote that section. I didn't think it through, I didn't plan it. I just sat at the keyboard and typed it out. And it's actually how a lot of my book has come to fruition, just sitting at the keyboard typing. Although I did have quite a lot of moments where I was sobbing, having to get the bill quickly in the cafe across from the Kelvin Grove Museum where most of it was written, and having to run out while I was sobbing, other times just laughing hysterically as I realised another big life lesson. The right answers will never come to you simply and profoundly. Life needs to be lived and breathed to get the answers that you need. Pain needs to be felt, endured, and worked through. You're almost there, almost. In the pit of your stomach lies the heart of this fear. You can feel it in times of hurt and distress. Trust this. It's more real to you than anything your mind can create or dream up. You have to release all the deep hurts and untruths about yourself. The path that you are on is one of deeper knowledge and an abundance of love and freedom. You seek freedom from your mind, body, and the expectations of a life that is not yours to live. This may seem scary to you at first. Of course, your life will be extraordinary, but not in the sense of what you have come to expect this to mean for you. In fact, the hurt and the depression of your soul are being driven by your higher self. It knows you more than you know yourself and understands the need to let go of your current expectation and goals. So what now for you, Lazara Canton? How can you continue on the true path of your soul? How might you break free from the expectations of others and live a life that is way beyond extraordinary? You have the key to this. Be truthful in everything you write, in everything you do, in all that you say. Be honest to others in a kind, loving way and speak the truth of your heart. The ways you can show up to be more of yourself will feel strange and uncomfortable at first. Lean into this discomfort and understand why it is there. It's the body's natural defense mechanism. You know this already. And yet, you can choose a different path, which is okay. Your soul is unique and more powerful than you know right now. Use that power to get you through this phase. When you become distressed, it is your soul telling you you've hit a nerve, a sore point, a deep wound, deeper than before, that must be worked through. These are the wounds of the past, the person you used to be and the one you thought you ought to be. You can now let that person go. Thank your past self, your experiences, and all that you have known for the lessons and wisdom given to you. Be the person you know you must be by tuning into her. Feel her there inside of you, beneath the fear of the lost little abandoned girl, the emptiness and the heartache, and beyond the questioning of, am I really good enough? The you who will live the most extraordinary life is there, waiting to be seen and heard, to rise up into the world in all of her being. You know her, and others know her. You see glimpses of her from time to time. You see these glimpses in her fierce love and her compassion, her deep intuition and knowing, and the connectivity she has with others. Her true self shines in the sympathy and love she can sometimes show herself, her understanding and deeper knowledge of situations, her sheer power and strength, her laughter and fun. Now go beyond these expectations. Let go of the need for success, money, fame, fortune. The things that you need from these ego-driven goals will reach you at the right time and in the right measure. Nothing for you is impossible. Yet, you don't need anyone to tell you this. You already know, deeper than ever before. So go forth and shine. Be you, the only you that matters, and thus will allow the next phase of your life to be truly extraordinary. What's really interesting is I read that back. I wrote that 4 years ago. I'm 46 almost. I keep saying I'm 46 and I'm not yet. But I wrote that almost 4 years ago. And what's really interesting is actually as I read it out now, it feels as relevant as it did 4 years ago. It's almost like I'm talking to myself and it's like, oh yeah, why am I not following that guidance now? And so it just reminds me that since writing the book, I didn't actually stop writing altogether. For those of you who know me or have followed me on socials, you know I do this morning practice. It started off as something called morning pages. You might be familiar with the concept. And just starting to write as soon as you wake up before you do anything. And I would actually, if you feel that resonated with you, if that section that I've just read felt in any way inspiring, you too can download or channel some of that information for yourself. So what I do is every morning, get a journal, I write it in pen and paper. I know some people like to journal on a laptop, but even my writing is really awful, but I feel like there's a deeper connection when you do it pen to paper. So every morning I get up, I just get a little bit comfortable, I breathe into my heart, and as soon as I put the pen on the paper, I get like so much wisdom, so much insight. In fact, it's actually quite scary because some of the sentence structure and some of the phrases that I use, I didn't even use them. They're not part of how I talk or how I write. Even my spelling seems to be a little bit better when I'm journaling as well in the morning, which is absolutely fantastic. I still can't read my writing though. So I would definitely use that practice to connect more to your own guidance. What I find is a lot of what I channel, a lot of what comes out of me is very universal. It is very all-encompassing, I think is probably the best way. And it doesn't feel like it's something that I have thought through. And that's the key. So when you actually sit down, if you decide to go for this practice, when you actually sit down to start writing yourself, you will start to get quite quickly, you'll start to get a sense of what's you and what's not. And what I find is when I start to channel into the guidance, it's not me, that it feels like it's mystical, it's spiritual. I can feel my heart opening and I can feel the energy running through my hands and I have such a brilliant time. It's only 15, 20 minutes in the morning, but that is my morning ritual now and it has served me so, so well. Even my family know now, oh, Lazara's doing her pages, my daughter, mummy's doing her pages, I can't go into the room. And of course she does still come into the room, and if I were to show you some of my journals, they've got lots of scribbles and lots of lovely little pictures drawn by my three-year-old. But yeah, it's a brilliant practice to get into. And I am glad that I've been able to share some of the wisdom from my book already, because I know as I go through this again and again, different chapter by chapter, I'm aiming to link it back to my current present day as well. Because although almost 4 years have passed, still a lot of the lessons keep coming back. Still a lot of the magic is happening each and every day. So I'll share with you real-time stories that have happened to me. And I'm also sharing a lot of my journey and my intuition and the crazy synchronicities that are happening to me on a daily basis. I've been sending them out to my book tribe via mail. So my intention is to start to read some of that here. Can't promise that it will all, that I won't cry during some of it, because some of it's quite powerful. And I promise that I'll also have lots of laughs and fun along the way. And I think it's really important to point out at this stage that I'm not then walking around on cloud nine in some really spiritual zen place for the rest of my day. Remember, I've got a three-year-old and a 23-year-old, and life happens. As I just read in the prologue of the book, life needs to be felt and it needs to be lived. And so some of the practices that I have at the moment, when I do feel triggered, when I feel overwhelmed, which can happen all by 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, I've started to really gravitate towards the work of people such as Andrea Morningstar, if anyone's come across her, or Jess Fenton, and these amazing women who have a real hold on frequencies, set points, and connecting to your heart. And I'm really obsessed with this at the moment. I think since the start of the year, I made a commitment to have a daily connection to my heart. I don't want to say meditation, because I do meditate some of the time. I don't have a consistent practice, but it's almost like a little bit different to meditation in that I connect to my heart, I connect to the core, I call it the core of me. And maybe you have to do some meditation before you can really sense where that is in your body and where that is in your energy. And I always talk about this with my clients. Life is full of choices. And so as I connect to my heart and these points where I'm overwhelmed, I'm angry, I've been triggered, life is happening just as it always does by 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, I go within, connect to my heart, and I choose a different set point of energy. And so what I mean by that is, if you listen to some of these people who talk about it that I've referenced already, they see life in stacked realities and they see it all in choice points. And therefore, if you're going around living your life, something bad is happening, it's easy to say, yeah, you've got a choice, you can choose differently. But I don't want to go down that route, because I feel sometimes there's a lot of toxic positivity out there. Just think a better thought, think a higher feeling. It's not as easy as that, I've found in my life, in my experience. When things are tough, when things are tough and they're shit. And so the only way that I can guide at the moment, the way that I live my life, is I connect back to my heart, especially as a mum. When you've got a toddler screaming at you, looking for attention, looking for love, but not showing it in any way whatsoever. just learning to breathe. And this is a daily struggle, a daily mountain to climb. It felt like a mountain at first, but it's getting better now. So it's the daily connection to my heart, choosing where is the core of me? Who am I truly choosing to be at this point in time? And I think this is where this stuff is quite universal, because we all have that same power within us, that same magic of love and connectivity to our own essence, to our own selves. And some of the time, this is the beauty of this, some of the time now, I'm choosing differently. I'm choosing to respond differently from this place of love, or even detach myself from the anger and the frustration and take a step back and see things a little bit more holistically. I've noticed as I build on this practice every day, and I've set myself 40 days of doing it consistently, which will take me up just up to after Easter weekend, I notice as I do it consistently, things are getting a little bit easier day by day. And so that's how I would then frame my day and go into my life. And what I want to do now is to read you something that I wrote a couple of weeks ago. I had intended to send it out to my mail tribe, my mailer list, and I stopped, I hesitated, I held it back. But I have a strong sensation now that the reason why I held it back is because I'm going to read it out here in this space now. This piece is called Telling My Inner Child to Fuck Off. So a few days ago, Santia, my daughter, and I were in the kitchen singing and dancing to Encanto, the Disney movie. I'd felt the essence of my dad, my mum, and my sister hovering. Something was trying to come through me. I felt into the music. I felt into the words and the power. We see how bright you burn. We see how brave you've been. Now see yourself in turn. You're the real gift. Let us in. And so that song's actually called The Miracle Is You from Encanto, a song that I've heard a million times but never really listened to the words. Something hit me. The miracle is you. I realised all this time I'd been carrying the load, the guilt, the shame of being the only one in my family left. It's crystal clear now. I could feel the truth of it brighter than ever before. They're all together in a magical realm somewhere. The miracle is me. I'm still here. That same evening, I went to my second ever sound bath. This time it was held in Glasgow West End. I arrived with 2 minutes to go. I got ready. I prayed, please show me what I need to feel and see. As soon as the beautiful sounds began, so did a very loud snoring from one of the men in the room. It had gotten so loud, I just couldn't let it go. And so began the inner conflict. Let go, release your frustrations. I can't. Back and forth I went. By the end of the session, I felt the anger rise in my tummy. I felt lost. A good reflection of how I feel in my darkest times. What would you like to say to your inner child before we end? I heard the beautiful guide say. Fuck off, my mind screamed. Shocked, I bolted up. Had I just told my inner child to fuck off? What's going on now? I felt the anger of all those years that I was too angry, too sad. All those years I had to be too strong for my family. I realised I was blaming that inner child version of me. Whoa. The guide asked me, would anyone like to share their experiences? Please be honest and say whatever is on your mind. I took it that she was talking to me and that was my call. I told my inner child to fuck off. The room laughed. That took a lot of courage, she said. Thank you so much for bringing that to here. And then I remembered that morning's guidance had been, today you will need courage. I picked a card out of the deck that she'd offered to the class. Move beyond the darkness to find the light. I gathered my stuff and left for dinner with my son, and ordered a margarita, still shaking with anger and fear. Today I was wondering what I could do for Lent. I'm no longer a practicing Catholic, although I still have a very strong resonance and love for Jesus or Christ consciousness. I asked for guidance. Connect daily to the spiritual realm, I heard. So with the intention, I meditated and waited to see what would come through me. Your mum wants to come through, I felt. I instantly saw her face, her love, her joy, her mischievous grin and the excitement of her connectedness. The biggest smiles that I'd felt in a long time felt like it was lighting up the entire room. I was shown a scene of my handsome son Bailey walking down a path with fireworks going off all around him. He turned and smiled his beautiful dimpled smile. He's going to be great, she said. I thanked her and immediately texted my son to tell him. That's a lot to take in, he replied. And so I sat back and I wondered, is this even real? Is this true? In that moment, I glanced around at my bookcase. This Much Is True, the title of the book, jumped out at me. For me to live a life that I truly love, it takes more than journaling and meditating. It takes quite a lot of grit and tenacity. One of the common themes and common threads that can be seen throughout my life is that I take big risks and big leaps. When things go wrong, I delve deep into them. I feel the pain and I claw myself back out. And so you might say that my life is not for the faint-hearted. But if anything is worth doing in this life, then we can build the strength and find the strength to do it. Oftentimes, it's only when we're completely on our knees, when something really bad has happened, something so shocking, that everything else falls away. What I'd like to offer you and what I continuously speak to my clients about is that you don't need everything to fall away to dig into that grit and tenacity. It's there. It's actually at the centre of our core. We're all made of the same stuff. So this magic and this wisdom that I find within me is actually within you too. And my hope as we go through this journey and this podcast together is that I can share some of the examples and some of the stories to help you find that grit and tenacity, to help you take the big leaps and to help you to live a life that you truly love. Thank you so much for being here. It means the world to me. If you want to find out more, visit lazaracanton.com or visit me on social media at lazaracanton. Thank you.